What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raisin Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raisin Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are exactly 1 week away from Christmas Day. I know a lot of you out there are panicking and not getting your gifts yet because, you know, procrastination is a real thing. Here's your
procrastination, the assassination of inspiration.
Thank you, Bill.
Say that one more time.
Procrastination is the assassination of inspiration.
That makes a lot of sense.
It does. I've also seen clips on TikTok from a psychologist that said procrastination is actually a tactic sometimes, that you're waiting to spring into something that you're just not quite ready to do.
Pounce.
Yeah. It's not always bad as
well. Well, guess what? It's time to pounce on the Nebraska golf passport because Christmas is a week away. It unlocks access to 70-plus incredible courses, including private member-only clubs, premier 18-hole facilities, and some of Nebraska's best 9-hole tracks. This passport saves you on average $20 to $30 per round.
Man.
Beatrice Country Club, Awari Dunes, Heritage Hills, McCook, Scotts Bluff Country Club, Tatanka with Shindaddy, and York.
Shindaddy. He'll meet you there. Yes.
That's Tatanka.
Find out about Niobrara, too, if that's
I'll
on
check
there.
I'll check on that.
That'd be incredible.
$10 off your order by using code EARLY at checkout, plus a complimentary koozie at NebraskaGolfPassport.org. The code is valid all the way through Christmas Day. Please,
hold on.
Do that now.
It's
NebraskaGolfPassport.org.
If you're ever at the Niobrara Golf Course, ask for Sang.
Why'd you say that?
Good friend.
Really?
Great guy.
Really?
Works at the golf course there. Yep.
You have a lot of friends.
I don't know about that. But
yeah, you do.
Thanks, Steve.
Columbus baseball. NebraskaGolfPassport.org,
yes.
I see. Here's the thing in this world. I used to think you had to have it exactly right as you say it. But if you just type in Google Nebraska Golf Passport, it'll take you.
Yeah, okay. That's
it's a search engine.
It's been that way for, you know, 25 years.
Well, I always thought
I will say this. When you send an email out and you're one thing off, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
That one's not
that
working.
Bounces back. Saying,
that one's not working.
Couldn't find this person.
Yeah.
I mean, you could.
How about that feeling when you send that out
yeah.
and you're just like, son of a gun. Oh. That comes right
one
back.
One off.
One yep. off. And you're like,
Good job, Jake.
Thank you. 464-5685. Call or text as always. It looks like it's the end of an era in Miami. Not officially.
This is interesting.
In terms of he's still on the team, but
this is interesting.
Mike McDaniel yesterday announced to media that Tua Tagovailoa will not be the starting quarterback. He's going to third string emergency starter.
Jeez.
Zach Wilson's been number two the whole year. He's still number two.
Okay.
Quinn Ewers, the rookie from Texas, seventh round pick, goes from third string quarterback to first string quarterback because there's nothing to lose right now. The Dolphins are out of the playoffs. If they lose games, it helps your draft stock. If he's good, he's in the contention next year for the job, I suppose. So why not?
Do they want him to be good?
I don't know about that.
Isn't that a legit question?
I don't know.
Doesn't it not sound intelligent? It does.
What's the point of playing Tua right now?
Yeah, and what's the point of playing? Let's let Quinn Ewers go and just let him be the guy and give, you know, let him get the reps. Let him do. Sounds pretty brilliant to me.
Brilliant might be a little aggressive, but yeah, wise decision going forward.
Brilliant was aggressive. I don't know how I came up with brilliant. I don't know if someone's looking at the, I don't know if GMs across the country are studying this going,
look at this.
Whoa. I don't think anyone's doing that. So we're going to push back. I'm going to push back on myself. I'm brilliant and just say interesting. Understandable. It's more like, it's more understandable. Prudent. I understand.
Prudent.
You know, in the 2 years, the 2 years prior to Tua getting, or McDaniel getting to Miami, Tua was ranked like in the 20th, the 25th range of in terms of like overall quarterback, QBR.
Yes.
With McDaniel, the first 3 years, he was a top 10 quarterback. He was, I think he was 5th, 8th, and 8th. So good. And then this year, he's like 26th in terms of quarterback play.
QBR is 30th.
30th in QBR. He's just off. Yep. I mean, 15 picks. We saw the pick. He has no arm strength.
What's happened? Right? Come on. Nobody knows more than you.
Well,
again, I don't know that McDaniel knows more.
Right now, the first McDaniel's in, like, I don't know. That guy used to call on the radio station, Sorensen. Get old.
He's in Lincoln.
He's in Lincoln.
Of all places.
And he follows us closer than anybody on this staff.
Well, I
cares more.
I don't think it does care. He apparently does.
Cares more.
I don't know.
Where's the shoe line?
If it's the concussion. I don't think it's that.
What
but
is
I, it? I do think there was, last year, there was a game against the Texans where there was a hip drop. You know, he suffered, I forget who did it, but he suffered a big injury on his hip. Okay. And it's just his power. He's never had a huge arm. He's never been a terrible arm. It's not a huge arm, but his arm has just not been right this whole year.
Hmm.
They said something on the broadcast on Monday night. That this is different than, you know, Armstrong, but all 15 picks were against zone coverage. So he's not seeing the field properly either right now, Bill.
What's that tell you?
Well, first of all, it tells you, first of all, man coverage is pass incompletion defense. That's not pass interception defense because you're playing against a man. You don't have eyes on the ball. Or also, if there's tip balls in man coverage, the ball usually just falls on the grass. So you don't have as many in zone coverage. Tip balls or different things happen. Ball pops up, eyes are on the ball. So there's more chances. Are there interceptions in man coverage? There are. But if you teach man coverage as interception defense and you're just trying to look for the ball all the time and you're covering man to man, then your guy's like, whoop, where'd he go? Oh, he's over there with the ball. They just threw it to him. Yeah. So that's one of the reasons that that number would be higher.
Gotcha.
But to say 15 against zone, that's still a weird number.
It's a lot.
That's a lot. Okay. And it's all
he's tops
zone.
In the league right now. He has the most picks in the NFL.
Okay, now this is what, I mean, you can zone out a little bit or move out, move the focus out. He's 27 years old. Is his career basically over?
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Springhill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team. With room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
27 is young, but
it's really young. It's really young.
Now, as a starting quarterback, I don't know. I mean,
he'll be starting in another uniform, like at age 30.
Oh, Okay, you think
backup maybe all of a sudden he comes in. He's going to be around unless he gets ruled somehow. Just like I said, if it goes back and it's like you really can't have another concussion. You cannot have another.
That'd be something.
They say, okay, I'm done. If he is healthy enough to play, he will somehow make an appearance again. And I say he plays until his mid 30s.
Okay,
they're so you've got a guy starting for the Colts right now who hasn't played football in 5 years.
Yeah,
Philip Rivers is 44 years
old. So let me rephrase the question: is he done as a franchise starting quarterback?
I mean, they're on the hook for $54 million next year for Tua. Like, that's guaranteed money. Do you just cut bait and say, listen, we're going to deal with it and that's the way it is? Or do you say, like, give him a shot as a backup? Maybe he's still starting on the team? I don't know what you do. Like, it's a very, and you got to realize, this is part of the reason why Chris Greer got fired, because he left him with this mess with the contract for Tua Tagovailoa, knowing that he has not been great. He's regressed terribly.
So there's but when they gave him the contract, he was like eighth, though, wasn't he?
Right. But they still were hesitant because of the injuries. Like, listen,
the injuries were
real.
We
want to give this guy the contract, knowing that he has concussions. He's, you know, his body's not like what it used to be. He's not a particularly mobile quarterback at all. Like this, they were slow to give him the contract. This was not like hey, do it. They thought about it for a long time and finally pulled the trigger, and it has backfired badly on Miami.
Imagine the whole thing. Everyone sitting around to his house, like they sent the contract over.
Suckers.
Sign it now.
Yeah. There's no team looking at him right now and going, he can be our guy. Our guy.
Well, again, if you can fix his issues right now, his arm strength is shot. Now, is that mechanics or is it something where his body just needs some strengthening somewhere? And can somebody do that?
The ball never goes down the field.
No, he doesn't do it.
The ball's, and he did throw it down the field, got picked. No, he threw it into horrible coverage.
Yeah, it was a terrible throw.
It was a terrible throw. But
that's been the case the whole year. He just has not been seeing the field. I watched the first game of the season. I went to the sports bar, and I watched him play the Colts. It's supposed to be a win.
Can you say the name of the sports
bar? It was
Brewskies.
Brewskies.
Okay. 70th
and Van Dorn.
70th and Van Dorn.
Are we hiding the name?
I didn't go there very often because the Dolphins stunk this year.
It was right by the fruit stand.
Yeah, at HAS Auto Care.
And there's a place you can mail stuff, right?
Yes.
Yes, I think so.
There's a UPS.
Yeah, there. UPS.
There's a Dollar Tree.
You got the area. Perfect. Anyways, I'm watching the first game. And
Runza.
He looked just beyond horrific.
What happened?
I don't know what. He had like 80 yards passing going into the fourth quarter. It was a disaster. And Tyreek Hill was playing.
Yep.
And Waddle was playing. Like, he had his complement of receivers.
It's kind of odd.
He just was off. It was horrible.
It might be a body issue. He might just be breaking down.
Jake, will you be listening to any sort of talk radio today?
I have been yesterday. Listen to Joe Rose down there. Joe Rose is the man.
Jake's been listening to talk radio in Miami.
How do you tune it in?
Well, I kind of catch some snippets that come on social media, then I'll listen to some segments.
Do you have an app?
I'm not listening live usually. It's usually after, kind of like people listen to the show in podcast form. That was me. With the Dolphins.
We do podcasts.
Yeah. You don't listen live. You listen to the podcast still.
Do you listen with the ear of I can improve as a radio man by listening to this?
Joe Rose is unique in how he does his approach. I like Joe.
Okay. We should do that more, Bill.
I just listen for his content on the Dolphins because I think he's very wise.
I'm serious.
We do. We listen to other stuff.
We always listen to stuff. Talking about
I'm very quick to judge. I'm like, I really like that guy, do not like that person, and it's like that. And then once I usually make that within about like a few minutes, and that about wraps it up.
And
the ones that I really enjoy, I can't get enough of it.
That's fairly.
And the other ones that just bore me to death, that just talk about random facts, I'm like, I have no interest in that.
Someone says this, and I think this has to matter. I mean, someone says, I think he's done with football, just doesn't love it anymore. I mean, you got paid. Do you really love? You got begged up your whole career. Do you really want to keep playing the sport? I don't know. I don't see a guy that loves the sport when I see him play. There is no passion out of him this year. Really? He's a different guy. He's a different dude for bad reasons. I don't know.
It didn't look like I said, and
Jake,
I'm
that's
with
interesting.
I'm with Aikman. I didn't see a passion to try to get the team down the field when they were behind against Pittsburgh. They were taking forever. It wasn't like, let's go. I mean, it just didn't feel like it was just kind of. They showed him on the sidelines. He's kind of.
Is there a malaise in that franchise? That's what it sounds like.
But now, Jake, hang on now, real quick. I'm going to interrupt Steve. But they had 1-4 in a row.
Yeah.
So hang on a second.
That's a good point.
But he wasn't the reason why.
Never interrupt me for stupid stuff.
The defense carried them, and Achane carried them. If you look at Tua's stats, he wasn't great.
Still won 4 in a row in the NFL. It's hard to do.
He did.
So they're running it.
They're running the ball well.
So that doesn't signify malaise if you're running it.
But Pittsburgh is a team that has been very subpar offensively this year, and they tore the defense apart in the second half, and the offense just didn't show up. So Tua. A lot of problems, Miami. Again, new GM. They don't have a GM yet. They fired Greer after week 8 or week 9, so they'll have a new GM this offseason. But decisions to be made. Do you draft a quarterback? Do you trade for a quarterback? What do you do? Because Tua is – no one's going to probably trade for him with his contract.
Shift.
You have to take a big
– just quick NFL gear shift. Who's the best team in the NFL right now?
Rams.
Rams are very good.
I'm taking Rams.
Okay, sports.
Rams are solid.
And then who would be number 2 in your mind?
I mean, the Broncos made a big statement beating the Packers. They're 12-2. Everybody says, oh, that was a big win against Green Bay on Sunday.
They kept kind of skimming by. Yeah. And it's like, oh, I don't know. All of a sudden, it's like, I'm they've Broncos. Won like 11 in a row.
They have won 11 in a row.
Try doing that. Right. Yeah. So I don't know if Broncos are there. I don't know. But
best player in the league right now.
I still think Josh Allen's up. I mean, best player.
Not that DN on Cleveland.
Oh, Myles Garrett's really good. He's on a terrible team.
Cleveland just once again. How can it happen?
Terrible.
They have this incredible player that's just tearing it up, and they just suck.
But how does it happen? That it's whatever. Just 30 years of just mayhem.
Mismanagement.
I mean, mismanagement at the highest level.
Ungodly mismanagement.
Yes,
it's bad.
Wow, sports.
There you go. Was your Tua probably the end of an era? When we come back, Rick Haven's song of the day is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.